Hi everyone, hello, it's been a while. So I've just gone from a playlist to play the background of this podcast. This is a song by my favourite French singer called Zaz. It's irrelevant to this podcast episode, but it's worth it anyway, just for So I've been meaning to do this review for a while because it's a very good book to have found as well. Fan off. That will better. Okay, so this is a book that I started this summer and I finished it really quickly because I tend to read 5 books in one go. I finished it really quickly, I finished my review really quickly, and I basically read it in the space of maybe a couple of weeks. And I don't know how I feel about this book. I'm normally very open to any genre. I really enjoy the book, definitely. But there are a couple of things where I think, So, While the Girls by Rory Power is a novel about it's a novel about a school for girls on Raxter Island, which is a military base, or it's kind of an island near to a military base, kind of in the middle of nowhere, somewhere near America. I guess you could probably go, they could probably get off the island and go back onto mainland, onto mainland. It's an American island somewhere off of Maine, I believe. I don't know, I don't think it's real. Anyway, so in this island there is a school. So on Raxter Island there's a school called Raxter School for Girls, or Raxter School, Raxter. I don't know if it is a particular name for the school, or if I've missed it, or if I can't remember because I've been into this maybe a week ago. And this school has, or this island has got an illness called tox. So weird stuff starts happening. So plants go black when they die. Animals have similar symptoms, plants. And the girls on the island and the teachers. The girls have strange things happening to them. So the main character is Hetty, and she is a schoolgirl, normal schoolgirl, probably 16 or something. She's at a school for girls, and she is the tox has taken her right eye. It's been like shut, so kind of connected with the whole visual thing for her. Is that she's got one eye to use for, and safety is probably a bit of a limitation. And obviously my vision is worse than hers, I can't see much at all. For new listeners, I'm visually impaired, I have a very basic vision, only a few outlines. But basically Hetty's now using one eye. Her friend, her best friend Wyatt, has like an extra sort of spine, more bone like than used to be. It's kind of gruesome in some senses. So if you're squeamish, I wouldn't go there. It's not over the top, but it clearly is included, okay. And Reese, who is another friend of Hetty, has like a kind of silver like hand. Her hand's gone like kind of claw-like, which in some ways probably is quite cool, but not really. It's painful. But like, you know, it's so hard for her to do like some of the stuff she would normally do. And basically the story follows Wyatt going missing, And Hetty's like, okay, she's my best friend, I have to help her, I have to save her. She's, you know, she's my best friend, she's my sister. So Hetty's trying to find out what happens to Violet. At the same time, we've got like issues on the island, rationing issues, issues with having enough food for everyone. Hetty has to go out and help get the food, and there's all different stuff goes on with this book. I love it, I really enjoyed it. I found it quite hard to commit to some of the characters. I liked Hetty, she was almost like a very vulnerable open book, but she was also strong in some senses. And Reese, who is Hetty's close friend and this kind of mild romance between them, it's very mild. I was actually hoping for more because Reese is a girl in the book, and I was hoping for more with her, those two. Being a bisexual person myself, I was like, bring it on, you know, I want to see how this goes. But it didn't really happen, so there we go. I wanted to see this evolve, but anyway, I don't like books that are overly romantic, but I don't think it was enough. I don't think there was enough made of that romance, or lack of, or whatever. So I always do a kind of book review compare. So generally before I read something, I will go on YouTube and I'll go and watch a book review, and I should remember the names of the people that I've watched and recommend you go watch them, because, you know, I should do that, but I can't remember, and I think I'll make an effort in future to put you in the direction of the book reviewers that I've seen. And I try and compare my thoughts with theirs. So, it did say the person who I listened to the review of did say that Hetty is quite reliant on Violet. And I agree, but I don't agree. So, part of me thinks, okay, yes, they're really close. And actually, I don't think Violet's a nice person, because I won't go into detail what happened exactly, but it's kind of, don't like it. But for a couple of chapters, Violet takes over and is the protagonist, or is the voice. So alternates a bit between Hetty and Violet slightly. Not hugely, not for a lot of the story, but mostly it's Hetty, but Violet does have her pieces in the story. And actually, the more I got to know Violet, I thought, why do you like this girl? She seems unfeeling. Okay, she's protective of you and Reese, but she doesn't seem very nice. She seems very like, she's like, oh, I lie all the time. My parents like don't know what to do with me because I said I had this friend who I didn't have, like imaginary friend basically. I said I had this friend and that she died, but actually I never even had a friend like that or whatever. It was really weird. Like, the more I got to see Violet's character, I saw why they were close and connected, but the more I saw Violet, the more I was like, actually, Hetty girl, like, maybe you should find a friend who is a bit nicer. And there were other minor characters other than those three who were really nice. You'd make a better friend for her than that person, than Violet. Like, you'd be nicer as a friend. I get the fact that she's dependent in some ways. Like, she needs Violet to reassure her that things are going to be okay. She needs Violet. She misses Violet. She's like, okay, Violet always looks out for me. I'll help her. I need to go after her. Same time, I think it's just a natural thing. Like, Violet's like her sister. If my sister or a friend of, you know, I've got a sister and I've got friends who are as close to me as sisters. And I think if those people I'm close to were in serious danger, I would be like, I need to find them. I will not leave them behind. I have to be there. And okay, I'm not as strong as Hetty. She's a lot braver than I would be. I'd probably be like more submissive to the terrible events going on around me. But I don't see anything too dependent Hetty has, because actually there are certain things that Hetty just, she you get someone does herself. And actually, Violet not being around almost seems to make things better for Hetty and Reese. Okay, I won't say massive spoilers, I won't say anything like that, I won't tell the storyline. But, like, I'm almost a little bit like, hey, now that she's out of the way, like, you girls, you have a spark. Like, just keep this going. And they seem like opposites, Hetty and Reese. Reese is very closed, trying to keep her emotions in, whereas Hetty seems to be very much like she's an open book, completely emotions open bed. See, so I say she's vulnerable in some ways, but she can also be strong-willed. She can also be determined, and you know, she can make decisions that are sensible. She's strong in some ways. I think we all need someone to lean on. I think that's the only thing. So, yeah. My backing music's gone. Alexa, play Apple Music.
Here is Apple Music.
Here we go. I'm the fucking man. Okay, here we go. Anything else that I try to think about this book? Yeah, it's got a couple of gruesome bits. I'm like, oh, why are you writing that? Like, you know, if I was 16, I wouldn't want to hear it. But at the same time, it's good. It's very apocalyptic and stuff. I don't know. It's a universe. A lot of the universes that I read about, I'd like to at least look around. Like, I would want to go in them, because I read some pretty, like, dystopian. Like, the Hunger Games I already read, like, I always want to go and see the Hunger Games world, Panem and stuff, but clearly it's not a nice place, so, you know, I'm not saying I want to go, but, like, you know, you're curious about book verses, aren't you? But this world, this island, Rackstar Island, sounds pretty creepy and unpleasant, and the events that happen, I'm just like, whoa, like, seriously, this needs to be fixed. I think I've got more to say about it, because I'm sure I have more points, I have more pointers to say about this book, and what else the book reviewer said. I can't remember. I feel really let down. Like, I meant to sell this book and say, I'm not selling it, I wouldn't sell a book I don't like. Yeah, I don't like the character of Violet. Every time Hetty wants to help her, but part of me is like, just don't. She's not, doesn't seem that nice. Just don't do it. I think they are true friends. I think Violet sees her as a true friend. And I don't think any of their parents sound particularly close to them. Like, I think Hetty's an army brat sort of thing. So I don't think any of their parents are completely close or whatever. So I get why people get close and stuff, and I get why Hetty and Violet are close. But I know that Violet cares about Hetty and she cares about Reese. But I don't think she's very nice as a person. I wanted to see Reese evolve more, because she's gone from this closed book to someone who's finally got the slight confidence to come and show her emotions. And, you know, also most of the characters are female, which I did quite like. I like having strong female characters. The writing style was beautiful. The description of, like, okay, like, the way Hetty sorted her feelings out in her head was really interesting. And I can relate to that, because she's like, okay, yes, I do love... Because Reese asks if Hetty and Violet are together. And Hetty's like, wait, do I love Violet? Well, yeah, I do, but it's not more than friendship. It's just... she's my sister, she's part of me. And it's like she's almost kind of put labels on things and events that happen, because she's dealing with stuff, and I really like it. I hope I haven't given too many spoilers away. I hope I haven't said anything majorly spoil worthy. I don't think I have. I haven't spilled anything major. I mean, it's not obvious at first that it's going to be a spark between Hetty and Reese, but it kind of does become apparent very soon off, so it's kind of I would say it's a huge spoiler, so yeah. Oh, that's the other thing. Someone else said that, the reviewer said that Hetty and, well, they said that the love interests, it was very rushed. I will say there is a, I won't say any information, there is a love thing that happens between two characters who I think, okay, I wasn't a need for that. I mean, it was part of the story and I did like that it happened, partly, but like it was very brief and I'm thinking, why would you do that? Like, it's, I can't, without giving too much away. I did think to those characters, why, in the situation you're in, why would you do that? But Hetty and Reese's relationship, I think, was definitely not rushed. It was Hetty's suppressed feelings for a long time, it seemed to be. She's like, you know, I closed that door. Then the door opens, I would say, and then there are little glimpses into kind of one step forward, two steps back with things progressing. I wouldn't personally say that it was rushed. I would say something that's rushed is like, you know, when someone falls in love right at the end of a book and like suddenly meets a guy like right at the end and then they fall in love. Or a girl or a love interest or some description. But I wouldn't say the story was overly rushed. I liked Hetty and Reese's like kind of relationship and I always felt the pain of like, okay, Hetty thinks she's got it, then it's sort of different things. All the drama of the book itself. I wanna see more of these cute scenes, but I can't see them because there's so much horrible stuff going on in the book. Again, I won't go into spoilers, I won't say what happens. There's a lot of plot twists, there's a lot of interesting kind of a lot of fast scenes. It's quite fast paced, I would say. It kind of heats up quite quickly. But you know, I like the little, I mean, some people are like, oh, I don't like slower books where you have to spend time, like, with scenes being slower. But actually, I quite like slow books because you have the chance to look at the feelings and the dialogue. Not always like, okay, everyone's, like, running for action, which I do like as well. But often I like the dialogue, I like the conversations, I like the thoughts and the emotions side of reading. So I don't really think that it was too fast. I think maybe compared to other parts of the story, it's like, well, okay, now this is back again. But I don't really, I don't dislike it. I don't dislike it at all. Anyway, I'm going to finish this now. I hope to read this book. It's a nice, quick read. I would read this around Halloween because it's kind of creepy. It's not overly creepy. It's not like monsters, etc. Exactly. It's just one of those kind of post-apocalyptic kind of like, you know, mystery disease kind of things where you're like, whoa, it's kind of abandoned island with this school on it. Like, I don't know. I think it's kind of quite a spooky read, but not scary, just kind of like, oh, this is a horrible situation for these poor young girls. Like, I want to rescue them, take them all home and go like, it's okay, you're safe now. Like, you're not stuck in this horrible place. We'll get you a doctor. We'll get you, like, home to your families. We'll make sure you're okay. All these young girls, young characters are like 13 or something. So, yeah, that's what I think about this book. We'll put that in the description. I'm going to try and publicise more because I know a lot of my podcasts haven't actually had many plays lately because I haven't been properly on it with advertising as I planned. But I really hope to read this book. It's quite a, I don't know, it's not everyone's thing. But if you like this kind of book, then go for it. I think it's a good read, quite easy to read through, quite easy to flip through, quite easy to, you know, not too intense a read, quite simple, kind of not too heavy, pace picks up and drops fairly simply, like it's not too many names or anything. It's fairly straightforward, it's a nice easy read, and yeah, definitely think it's worth it. Maybe Halloween or whatever you will. You know, I read it in the middle of summer, so it's not really a sunny summer book, but it's was a good little read for my holidays. Very different to other things I'm reading right now. So yeah, I'll publish this now and try and publicise this more, including some of my book groups. So if people are in my book groups, please tell me what you think of this. And thank you for listening if you have. Not that people have lately, again, due to my lack of publicising it properly due to other life commitments and stuff. I will review more books soon. I haven't come to the end of any more since Wilder Girls, so I will make sure that I finish more books and review more books and talk about other things. I keep promising other video, other podcasts, but I will make that happen. It's just what, you know, I was going to explain my uni change and stuff like that, but I just feel like with all my other, like, I have to go through dealing with talking about it in life anyway, like, you know, to just anyone in my life, so I don't want to talk about it all the time because it's just so draining. But I will do, I'll make a here's an update on things post, but I thought I'd just take a break from the rest of that kind of series stuff and focus on books because they're a huge part of my life as well. So yeah, happy listening, happy reading, and I will stop this now.